Blog Talk Radio.
About it. We are happy to be alive and here in the studio once again with PSM, Praise the Lamb of God, and you are listening to the voice of Prophet Michael Shakespeare. We are live here, praise the Lord, and we thank and praise God for each of you that are here with us today, those of you that's chiming in and calling in, even in this hour. Isn't it refreshing to know that every day is a brand new day? Every day the Lord makes us brand new in some way. I'm brand new today, praise the Lamb of God, in my heart and in my spirit. Lord have mercy, I tell you, praise the Lord, with all that's going on in the world today, you better know Jesus. When you hear wars and rumors of wars, praise the Lamb of God, run to the holy place. I tell you, praise God, with all that's going on in Beirut, in Egypt, and other places across the globe, all the violence that's taking place, the upheaval, the overthrowing of government. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God in heaven that I know my Jesus, as Grandmama would say, I know my Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God today. We are excited to be here. People of God, if you're listening to my voice and would like to call in, be a part of our live studio, please dial this number, and you will be in sync to be in queue with the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. At area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. And you can come on the show, praise the Lamb of God, give a praise, a report, a testimony, or something of that nature that would cause us, praise the Lamb of God, to light up your line as you push one on your dial and be a part of this dynamic show. Again, that number is 646-564-9818. And you are welcome, welcome, welcome to be here. It's Word Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God. It's Word Thursday. And we thank and praise God, of course, for his word that he's so kind, hallelujah, and so merciful, and has favored us in a way that his word not only, praise the Lamb of God, is spoken through us, but spoken to us, and that we're able to see the manifestation of his word in this season. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God, my God. People of God, there is so much going on. Hallelujah, that the prophetic word has already told us to, praise the Lamb of God, give ear to and adhere as it relates to the prophecies of Jesus himself. As you look at Matthew, praise the Lamb of God, 25, 26, right in there. And Jesus started telling his disciples what would happen in the end time. People of God, when you turn on CNN, you see it right before your very eyes around the world of what's going on, praise the Lamb of God, that the Word of God is true, that the Word of God is true. My God, my God, I tell you, I love Jesus today. I love the Lord God Almighty. I trust in his word, and I know that there are people here listening to my voice today that say, Prophet, we agree with you. Praise the Lamb of God. The word of the Lord is right. Praise the Lamb of God. And all the naysayers and all of those, praise the Lamb, who have a problem with the prophetic word, have a problem with the word of God, want to call the Bible this man's Bible and that man's Bible. I tell you what, whoever wrote it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, was in touch with God because of the fact what the predictions are have come to pass, praise the Lamb of God. That's what you better be paying attention to. Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God, wrote, hallelujah, he shall come forth as a tender plant out of a root, out of a dry ground, praise the Lamb of God, he shall have no form of comeliness, that one shall desire him. I'm telling you, people of God, you better look at, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, what has come to pass that has been prophesied and that has been spoken in the Word of God that causes you to be able to say, God is real. Praise the Lord. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb. When you see the prophetic word, Isaiah, all of those centuries before the coming of Christ, all those hundreds of years, and you hear this man describing him and his work, he wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace shall be upon him, by his stripes we healed, praise the Lamb of God, and talking about his eternal mission as our high priest, and because of our transgressions. People of God, do not be deceived concerning the word of God, that the Bible is not God's word. When you see the predictions that have come to pass throughout Scripture, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. When you see the predictions of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, it's the spirit of prophecy. When you see that these prophecies have come to pass, praise the Lamb of God, just in his coming, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection, you better grab hold to the rest, Hallelujah. And know that he's coming back again. Praise the Lamb of God. How could anybody stand and talk about wars and rumors of wars and men being lovers of themselves and people turning from the natural affection, praise the Lamb of God, burning in their own flesh for one another and all of this kind of, people of God, if your eyes are not open to the Word of God today, I just feel sorry for you, praise the Lamb of God, that it is so real, it's almost like watching a movie while you're reading the Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. If you read Isaiah chapter 2 and 3, it will blow your mind. Just chapter 2 and 3 will blow your mind. Even when you go even further and start reading about the shortage of men, praise the Lamb of God, in that day, as you come to the end time, there shall be 7 men for every woman. I mean, people of God, we need to open up our eyes and say, that day has come. Praise the Lamb of God. It's here. It's looking us dead in the face. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we have to know that we know, praise the Lamb of God, that our God, hallelujah, has a plan for the saints of God, hallelujah, to take part in the return of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, praise God. He's coming back again. Hallelujah. We don't hear much of that no more. He's coming back again. Yes, he is. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Jesus is coming back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Shout out to all of you today, all of our administrators are there on PSM. Praise the Lamb of God on our Facebook page. Oh, my God. Bless all of you. Valerie, Lisa, Carolyn, Maginese, praise the Lamb of God. Bless all of you all today. To all of our praise the Lamb of God intercessors, who our lips have grown to so long, hallelujah, I can't name them all off the top of my head, praise the Lamb of God. I know them all when I see them. I know their names when we're in queue. But boy, oh boy, I tell you, to name them all, that would be a big challenge. But thank God for all of you all, Denise, and praise the Lamb of God, Elder Bennett, praise the Lord, and our son, Brett, who heads up this ministry and helps us to continue to intercede and pray for others. What a wonderful ministry set in place to pray for others. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you to all of you for all that you do. Our everyday supporters. Hallelujah. I want you to know, granddaughter, you need to get with Raphael and Reggie. I'm telling you, this cough I have now is that Sunday night cough. I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. It was so hot. Oh, my goodness gracious. It was so hot in the church, and I sweated so much. And I came out, praise the Lamb of God, half damp. Even though I changed clothes, I came out half damp. And that air conditioning, praise the Lamb of God, got a hold to me. And now I'm trying to shake this off of me. I'm fine, though. I feel wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I feel wonderful. And I thank God for each of you, for all you do, Raphael. Praise the Lamb of God. Reggie, thank you all so much for being there. Praise the Lamb of God and sharing with us. Boy, oh boy, I wish I was standing right there in that hot church right now. The Spirit of the Lord was in that place. I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord was in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I tell you, woo. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. My God, my God. I thank God for all that he is doing in this season for each of us. Praise the Lamb of God. God is making ways out of no ways. He's doing wonderful things for so many people. Praise the Lamb of God that they're not even talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They're not even talking about. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, the way God is doing things to make things right in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, if we would testify, if we would give the praise reports of how God makes ways out of no ways for us, how he takes little things and make them better for us, praise the Lamb of God, we will really, really, really see God moving more and more in our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, the Lord always comes through, hallelujah, when you least expect him to. The wind of God will blow your way, praise the Lamb of God, with favor and grace in it, hallelujah, to take what you think, praise the Lamb of God, is something that's working against you and make it your blessing. What looks like your messing will be your blessing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. What looks like something that's pulling you back is really a push-up, praise God, hallelujah, in the way that God will work it out, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I love you, I love you, I love you, I bless you, praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be an exciting day. I feel it in the spirit already, hallelujah. Warriors, we need an intercessor today, praise the Lamb of God. Is Raphael, where is my son Raphael? I think he done jumped in already. This may be him. Erico 734.
This is Raphael Prophet.
Oh, I can't even call your name, man. You must have had some of that super duper Starbucks today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I couldn't even get your name out of my mouth, and you over here, man. You ready. This guns is loaded today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, you must have been in the doghouse or something. What's going on, man? Hallelujah.
Actually, Shaquan, when we woke up this morning, I came and laid in the room with her, and she said that God had said that it was my time to pray today. So at first I was hesitant, and then I got in line and did what thus saith the Lord.
Oh my, praise the Lamb of God. You know, she inboxed me a little word in the intercessors box, told me to watch the wind today. So I'm looking, praise the Lamb of God, at the wind of expectation from unusual places. Praise the Lamb of God and watch God do what he does. He's an awesome God. Well, son, I'm glad to have you here. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, I feel like hearing this song today of Father of the Fatherless, praise the Lamb of God, and our God is such a wonderful dad. Hallelujah. When you really get to know him on that level, he's such a wonderful dad. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to come, Raphael, and bless us today. Of course, this is Word Thursday, so set the table for us for the prophetic flow. Hallelujah. Blessing those all across the world that I need today. Praise the Lamb of God. Our listeners, our supporters, the Truth Church, PSM, praise the Lamb of God. Love you all today. Praise God. We're looking your way. Baton Rouge, I'm looking your way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. California, we're looking your way. Southern California, we're looking your way. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Atlanta, Georgia, Louisiana. Oh, my people in Louisiana, you know I love you all down there. In the shops, all down in the bayou, we love you today. Praise the Lamb of God. East Coast, love you today. Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, I love you today. I love you today. I bless God for you. Buffalo, you New York, you know we love you people there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jersey, South Carolina, North Carolina, hallelujah. Indiana, Chicago, we love you today. Come on, Raphael. Take us before the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl is here with us too. Hallelujah. Hey, Prophet Daryl.
Hey, Apostle.
Hallelujah. We're you right in time for prayer. Come on, Raphael.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We give you glory, God. We give you honor. We give you praise, oh God. We reverence your name, God, because you're worthy. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God, you're worthy. We just thank you, oh God, for being the Alpha and Omega, God. We thank you, oh God, for being our bright and our morning star. We thank you, oh God, for being the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you today, oh God. God, we call you Jehovah Rapha. God, today we call you Jehovah Tiskanu. God, today we call you Jehovah Nisi. God, today we tell you to reign and rule, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for another opportunity to press into your presence, oh God. We thank you for another opportunity, God, hallelujah, for you to move by your Spirit. We thank you, oh God, for another opportunity for you to have free course and free reign, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that God, that you would move on this air show today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come up against every distracting spirit, God, every spirit of disruption, God, every prideful spirit, oh God, every jealousy and every envious spirit, oh God, we call it down now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we pray for your love on this show today, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, compassion today, God. Oh God, we pray that you will turn it around today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we stand in the gap for that mother today, God. Oh God, we stand in the gap for that father today, God. Oh God, touch that son today, God. Oh God, touch that grandmother, father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bless your name today, God. Oh God, because you're worthy of our worship, God. Oh God, because you're worthy of our praise, God. Oh God, we lift you up, God. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you will step down into this show today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Breathe your life on this show today, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, the homeless person today, God. Oh, God, step into the hospital room, God, and serve that sick person today, God. Oh, God, breathe your life onto them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for life, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your strength, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your joy, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your presence today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that there be a free course, God, of your anointing, God. Let your glory fall on this show today, God, in the name of Jesus. Call somebody to get saved, delivered, and set free, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you today because you're worthy, God. Oh, God, we bless you today because you're mighty, God. Oh, God, we bless you because you're sovereign, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh, God, that you will bless Prophet Shakespeare today, God. Cause the anointing to saturate him, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cause them to go forth, God. Consume them in your fire, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, that they're able to see and hear in the Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every person, God, that's connected to this ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we bless you today, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that our steps are ordered, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, lead us and guide us, God, into all truth today, God. Oh, God, allow us to be unmovable, God. Allow us to be steadfast, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep us on the wall, God, of prayer today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we ask that you will break up every fallow ground, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you. And God, we honor you. And God, we adore you. And we bless your holy name, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and bless God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Because the fine wine.
Yeah, the hallelujah.
Come down and rescue us.
Yes, Lord, Father of the fatherless. Thank you, Elder Raphael White. Praise the Lord who has led us to the throne of grace today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, we need the Lord more than ever. Our world is so confused. Praise the Lamb. That's the only word that I can give to what is going on. Our world is just in confusion. You know, Raphael, Prophet Saunders, over in Russia, praise the Lamb of God, they are beating, jailing. They are doing, I mean, it's crazy what they're doing over there because of their homophobic attitude. And they are, I mean, it's crazy. My heart goes out, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, when you see this level of hatred and violence being portrayed, and I pray it never comes to the streets of our city, praise the Lord, of our country, our cities, praise God, that this type of stuff will never happen here. I mean, it's on full blast over in Russia. I've been watching this for the last few days. Hallelujah. But we have to read the signs of the times. We have to read the signs of the times. And it talks about, Jesus says that men will kill you thinking they're doing God a favor. That's what Jesus said. That they will imprison you and kill you thinking they are doing God a favor. And brothers and sisters, we have to wake up and decipher and interpret properly the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. God hates no man, hates no woman. Praise the Lamb of God. No matter their condition, his desire is for reconciliation. And long as there is breath in the body of a human being, there is time to reconcile them to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that's what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about. Praise the Lamb of God. It's about the reconciliation. It's not about judging. It's not about hatred. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not about pointing fingers. It's not about pointing people out or anything of that nature. It's about, praise the Lamb of God, coming to a place of understanding that God loves all mankind. If we would present love as the vehicle and allow that to be the vehicle that approach people, praise the Lamb of God, love will melt any heart. Love will penetrate any barrier. If the true agape love would come forth, praise the Lamb of God, we would see the hearts of men melting who have had calluses upon their hearts, locked in their bondage and in their condition, praise the Lamb of God, for so many different reasons that we're not even, because the show is not about this today, but I'm just speaking, praise the Lamb of God, to those of you that can hear my voice, that this is not something, praise the Lamb of God, that we are supposed to take up and bring violence to our streets and violence to our people, children, young people, whomever, praise the Lamb of God, because of their preference. Hallelujah. Each of us who are saved today, praise the Lamb of God, at one time or another, praise the Lamb of God, was on the wrong side of the street. Praise the Lamb of God. All sin is worthy of death because the payment for sin, the wages of sin is death. But God has given us a gift, praise the Lamb of God, called eternal life through repentance, through admittance, through acceptance, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of the will and the way of the Lord. And no one will turn to Christ, praise the Lamb of God, through violence. No one will turn to a better way through persecution. No one will turn to the right way, praise the Lamb of God, by putting them in jail and all of this. All of that is crazy. It's almost like you're looking at the days of Hitler. coming back to life right on the television screen. Praise the Lamb of God. Those intercessors should be in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God, even for this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Because we're seeing too much upheaval. We're seeing too much, praise the Lamb of God, violence in the streets concerning government, leadership, laws that's being passed, the greed of mankind, this, that, another. And it's happening in foreign countries, praise the Lamb of God. But we have young people now who are looking at this violence and looking at these things and saying that is the way to get our message across in America. And we must be careful, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, lest these things creep in up on our streets, in our schools, in our communities, in our government, praise the Lamb of God, until violence, praise the Lamb, and tanks and armed guards and all of that be rolling down our streets again. And we do not want it. Praise the Lord. I love you all. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Let us pray one for another. Praise the Lamb of God. Let us pray one for another. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Any remarks, Raphael, prophet?
You know, I was, matter of fact, I'm sitting up here watching the news as we speak. Obama's making a speech about somebody. I saw the news, but I didn't know what they were talking about. But, you know, that's all because people are not, they gotten away from prayer. You know, the church has slipped away from prayer. We are so, America is so selfish. The only time we can come together and pray when it's tragic happened, but to pray for, we forget to pray for the foreign countries. We don't pray for all these other foreign countries. I always say, God bless America, God bless America, God bless. What about these other foreign countries like China, all them other countries that you named, you know? And there's just so much violence out in the world, and it's Christian, born-again believers that's not praying for the foreign countries. They're not praying for the government. They're praying for Obama. They'll pray for Obama, but they're not praying for the other foreign countries that's out here. And I'm looking at the news now, how they just got burning buildings and just killing all over the place. We have to pray for these people, Apostle, if we want God to change.
Truly. Truly. If we don't invite God in, people of God, I'm telling you, if we do not invite God in to these situations and what have you, especially in these countries who know not, you know, know not the way of Christ, who don't practice, praise the Lamb of God, the love, the agape love of Jesus Christ, we must invite God in to intervene in these places. To stand back and look and say they crazy is to say that I'm going to allow crazy to come to my street. Praise the Lamb. And no one can do anything about this but God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No one can do anything about this violence in Beirut, the violence that's in Egypt, the violence that's in Russia today that's going on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Can do nothing about it because of all of this bloodshed that Obama is responding to right now. Praise the Lamb of God in Egypt. It is crazy, people of God, and we must pray. We must intercede for this type of activity that's going on in our world. I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God, it could easily erupt in America, easily erupt in America, especially in a time when people are struggling. This kind of stuff can easily erupt because tensions are high. I ain't never seen so many people stressed out. With short fuses, bipolarism is on the rise, praise the Lamb of God, and people saying they don't have money, they don't have this, and they don't have that. But according to the statistics, liquor has been sold at an all-time high. So people are drinking, praise the Lamb of God, trying to suppress of their depression, trying to suppress their anger, trying to suppress, pray, their stress. And brothers and sisters, that's like taking pressure in a pressure cooker and pushing it down so some more pressure can come on it. Sooner or later, that lid going to flip. Praise the Lord. I have spoken, and I am serious about it. Praise the Lord. Erica 6630. Praise the Lord. Granddaughter?
Good morning, Prophet. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. I just called in just to chime in on that conversation that you were talking about. You know, I think that we as intercessors have not taken our position. And, you know, the title that we get as intercessors, we're proud of that, but we don't want to do the work, you know, and we step back and say we're intercessors, but what are we interceding for? You know, we're interceding for the things that's not even, it don't make no sense. We're interceding for finances that God has already given us, but why are we not interceding for his people that are falling by the wayside? You know, we got to step out. And we got to get back to interceding truly for his people, because we're losing his people by the wayside because we won't step out and do what God told us to do. And, you know, he gives us a heart to intercede for his people. And we skip all over what God wants us to intercede, and then we want him to come in and do a work for what we want him to do while we pray for it. But you know, if we never step up and intercede for what God wants us to intercede, then he's not obligated to take care of anything that we need him to do. So, you know, I think that the intercessors, if you are intercessor and God has called you to intercession, we need to truly get on our knees and start to intercede for the countries, the people, and everything that God has called us to intercede for.
Surely, I concur, you know, our intercessory life has to come up to a higher place, praise the Lamb of God, as we embrace the Word of God, the prophetic Word of God, the Logos Word of God, the written Word of God is what I'm really speaking of. As we embrace it and come to understand it and see the prophetic utterances and the times and what have you, some people, you know, think that there's nothing you can do about what's going on. These things just going to happen, blah, 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 blah. And we're just supposed to sit back and just watch the world come to an end. Well, then, if that's true, then why does God need us in the world? Why does God need us on the scene in this hour? And what should be our position and our take on, praise the Lamb of God, what the Lord is doing and what the Lord is allowing to be done as it concerns, praise the Lamb of God, our world. The Bible talks about love shall wax cold in the land. Praise the Lamb of God. It didn't say it shall wax cold in the church. It didn't say it shall wax cold among the people of God. He was talking about without, that love should wax cold. There should be enough love within the house of God to draw people to Jesus Christ. There should be enough love, I'm going to say it again, praise the Lamb of God, to draw people to the house of God, to draw people to us because of our level of compassion, our level of concern. One of the things I'm doing my best to do, boy, and I really have opened myself up here to a whole lot of a work, praise the Lamb of God, and that's the only way I can put it, of pastoral and ministry duties as I try to contact and counsel more and more people across the country that are contacting me, inboxing me, calling me, praise the Lamb of God, that's confused in their way, or this, that, or another that I'm trying to put on the right track, believers who are falling by the wayside, and that the number is growing now, and the list is getting very long of people who are hurt, who have been hurt by church, who have been hurt by family, who have been hurt by relationships that have broken down their faith, praise the Lamb of God in their belief, even in the Word of God, in the church of God, and the people within the church. All of this is our responsibility, praise the Lamb of God, to pray for these people, to intercede for these people, and then to take action, praise the Lamb of God, where we can, to do the restoration and reconciliation ministry that Jesus Christ has done for us. He is our great intercessor, interceding for us in the heaven. We should be interceding in the earth and doing all that we can, praise the Lamb of God, to make things the way that the scriptures would have them to be with people. If we just let all of these people go to hell, brothers and sisters, the blood is going to be required at our hand for this generation. Praise the Lamb of God. We cannot let this be. This cannot be a continuum among us. And we're going to have to find holy boldness. We're going to have to come to the place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of saying, I am willing to take part. I am willing to take up arms. I am willing to be a part of this dynamic ministry, praise the Lamb of God, that's to people, praise God, to people, hallelujah, not to the assemblies. We have a lot of people who want to work inside the church, praise the Lamb of God, to help those that come to the building, but they're doing nothing for those outside the building.
That's
and
true.
Masses is who we need to be trying to reach. We need to be trying to reach people. Praise the Lord. If each one reach one, everyone will be reached. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if we're going to sit behind our comfortable walls and look out the window and watch the world go to hell, I tell you, hell coming to your door next. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We've got another caller here. Praise the Lamb of God. This is area code 224. No, forgive me. I'm sorry. I lit up the wrong line. It's area code 240.
Hey, Prophet. It's Denise. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Denise?
Juan and Elder. I'm good. You know, I was sitting listening to you all, and one of the things that the Lord has been speaking to me within the last month, what keeps coming to me is Isaiah 58:1. Cry loud and spare not. We see our nation going to ruin, and nobody's willing to get in the position that Elijah got into when he crouched down and he prayed earnestly. We want to take up the wall when the wall is convenient.
Come on now.
And the call of intercession is not a convenient call. It's an inconvenient call. There were a couple of words that you said that I kind of jotted down. Relationship. Our relationship in the earth realm is a reflection of our relationship that we have with our Father that's in heaven. And
truly,
most of the time, there is a distorted relationship in the earth realm, so we treat God with that same distortion.
That's right.
And the Lord is calling us to repent and get moving. Because when our relationships become tainted, and that's the way of the enemy to keep us from interceding for those folks that the Lord has us to intercede for, and we take it conveniently. You said comfortability. We want to be comfortable, but as we know, intercession will bring about great groans and moans. Sometimes it's not a comfortable place. It's a place of discomfort. And when we're in the presence of God, when we bow in the bowels of mercy, that's when that great groan and moan will come forth. Is not in our own capability, but it's in the ability that God gives us, because we can do nothing of ourselves when we think about this thing. When I think about intercession, and I first must repent, because a distortion of my relationship with my earthly father challenges me with my spiritual father.
Wow.
And I, from time to time, put the image of my earthly father onto my spiritual father, and I look at the distortion of the relationship and the letdown and the hurt and what looks like familiar. And I said to God about a month ago when I was in the midst of planning our women's weekend, and I said to God, I said, God, this family, this spiritual family that you have given me is the same exact feeling that I had of my natural family. Why? He said to me, he said, daughter, I don't want man to affirm you, because when man affirms you and he listens and promotes your gift, then at will he can de-promote you. I want you to come to me to be your total source and your total resource. And you know, I struggle with that from time to time, because my natural father was there as a provider, but he wasn't there to affirm and validate me of who I am as a child of God, as his natural daughter. So my distortion of my spiritual father take on from time to time that same DNA, and it bothers me, and I get angry with him, and I get angry with God, and I get angry with others, and I say, God, but why does this feel familiar? It's because the enemy knows the power and the potential that the Lord has enabled me with, and if he can keep me off balance in the natural, then it'll be the same in the spiritual.
Come on now.
From time to time, I struggle with interceding for people, and I know
Denise, stick a pin right there. Let me just say this, because you're on to something very, very powerful, and that is the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that there are intercessory blocks, praise the Lamb of God, that stands in the way of many of us flowing in intercessory prayer the way that we should be flowing. And I don't want the people to miss that, praise the Lamb of God. For Denise, it was the distortion of her father and her relationship, which distorts somewhat the relationship between her and the Heavenly Father, and the family distortion, and the house of God or the saints distortion. We have to get over these hurdles and these preclusions that set against us, praise the Lamb of God, so we will not intercede. This is a vital importance to us. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, we must understand the state of the body of Christ in the earth realm is as a slumbering child that's sitting with a remote on the couch, half asleep, praise the Lamb of God, watching all the junk, all of the shows, all of the stuff that's going on that Hollywood is releasing and mimicking it when they go out the door, because that's what we're doing in our churches. Our churches are becoming a place, and I say it all the time, of entertainment, praise the Lamb of God, and not engaging God. We are a place of entertainment. We're slumbered. We're in a slumbered state. And we are enjoying this relaxed state, but the world is closing in on us. And if we don't wake up out of this state and recognize that all of this stuff that we're trying to promote, who has the best choir, who has the best band, who can sing the best, all of this kind of crap that's going on, all of these musicals, all of this going on, blah, 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 that old way must leave. We must come back to the first church way, and that is engaging the sinner. Sin was the enemy of the church, and they recognized it, not the sinner. But the only way to remove sin from the earth realm is to convert the sinner. And we as intercessors have a twofold role. That's praying and witnessing. Praying and witnessing. Interceding in action. Come on, Denise, go on talk. Praise the Lamb. I just wanted to pull that in.
Ooh, Jesus. You know, God is calling us to stand in bold faith. And a few weeks ago, I posted, know what plagues you or know what the enemy uses to distract you. And from time to time, we'll think that we've made a great stride in knowing, but the enemy is always subtle to come back and use what's familiar. So this thing, we have to die to ourselves. It's not my thing, but it's God, what is your will? What do you want to do? Who do you want me to pray for? How long do you want me to pray?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do these popcorn prayers and we think, okay, I've accomplished my mission for the day, but it wasn't the will of God.
Truly.
Mm. Come on now.
Truly. Truly.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb. Let me get Prophet Daryl in here. He's mighty quiet today. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl, jump in this fire, if you would.
I did.
He must be taking care of some business. He is like that. Praise the Lord. My God in heaven. Okay, I think this Raphael trying to say something. Who is this? I'm getting these lines confused.
This is Raphael.
734-7433.
This is Raphael. I was just listening to what everyone was saying, and as I was listening, I was talking to Shatwa, and I was telling her that, yes, the intercessor is important, and I understand the concept of the intercessor, but also the rest of the body have to be in place, because what I understand that if you don't have the intercessor, whereas the intercessor may be the leg, but if you don't have your arm and if you don't have your eye, if you don't have the head, then the rest of the body cannot function. And so what needs to happen is the rest of the body needs to come into alignment and needs to come into a place of connection with God so that we can move on one accord, so that we can move this nation into the next level, so that we can move this nation into the next dimension. And one thing that I heard Prophet Daryl say is, God bless America. Well, yes, God has blessed America, but now America needs to get back into a position of now blessing God. We need to get into a posture of where we're blessing God. We need to get into a posture of prayer. We need to get into a posture of intercession. We need to get into a posture of evangelism. We need to get into a posture of teaching and preaching to God's people, because the thing is, you know, we say that we're operating in the fivefold gifts. We say that we're operating and we're doing what thus saith the Lord. But honestly, we're not operating because we still have people that's lost. But what would happen if everyone came into alignment with the position and the place that God wants them to come into? What would happen if we were truly doing what God wanted us to do? Things would happen in the earth realm, and not only in the earth realm, but it would happen in the spiritual realm that will shift us into new dynamic places.
You've said a lot, Raphael, that kind of mirrors what we've been saying. Praise the Lamb of God all along, and I do recognize the entire body unit has to be in place, that all of the faculties of the anatomy of the church has to be in place. The fivefold has to be in place. Spiritual gifts have to be in place and in operation. Although, praise the Lamb of God, the ministry of intercession, praise the Lamb of God, is a ministry that has been looked over. It's a ministry that just here in the last, I would say, 20 years, we have really been hearing about, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to our church culture and forming intercessory teams and this, that, and another. And as Denise has said, praise the Lamb of God, the average intercessor, after they pray a firecracker prayer, they think they have done their job, praise the Lamb of God. But intercession is a deeper element, praise the Lamb, when we hear it the way it's signaled in the scripture, that God sought for a man, an intercessor, praise the Lamb of God, someone to stand in the gap. Now, praise the Lamb of God, that's a bigger responsibility than just praying. Anybody could have prayed, praise the Lord. Anybody could have said, Lord, look, but to stand in the gap is, again, back to relationship with God, praise the Lamb of God, that comes to a place that you can withhold the hand of God from dispensing judgment, praise the Lamb of God, on a certain situation, a certain people or a person, praise the Lamb, due to your relationship and your right standing with God. That's the kind of person and people that we need right now who recognizes, as we say, the call that's upon their life to this vital ministry, and that because of their relationship with God and God has chosen them to do a perfect work in the earth realm, praise the Lamb of God, that some powerful things can come forth, can spring forth. But if we do not engage in intercessory prayer, if we do not engage to stand in the gap, and that is, Lord, I'm willing to do whatever it takes in order for this to turn around, whether it's become a Martin Luther King, whether it's become a Sojourner Truth, whether it's to become, praise the Lamb of God, an Amos or a Deborah or whoever, I'm willing to become that person for you to use in order for this to turn around. And that's the responsibility of the intercessor.
That's right.
That's the responsibility, praise the Lamb of God. And it's not just coming together with a group of people and praying in church.
That's right.
No, that's not it. Praise the Lord. We can go back to the deacon's ministry for that. Hallelujah.
Let
go on, say their little recital again, and come on,
yep,
praise the Lamb of God, and do what they do. But if we're going to engage in intercessory prayer, we must see the whole role of the intercessor, and not just we're coming together to have prayer.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. And then we need prayers that had birth results, praise the Lamb of God, as it did in the days of old and in the first church, as we see, praise the Lamb of God. The house was shaken when the place that they prayed in was shaken, praise the Lamb of God, so they finished praying. That jail doors opened, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That angels appeared when they prayed. Hallelujah. Setting the captives free, setting the leaders free out of the bondages that they were in, because the people of God was praying, such as when Peter was in jail. Praise the Lamb of God. We need intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, such as Paul and Silas, who unlocked the doors of all the prisoners. Praise the Lamb of God. And bringing even the jailer into salvation. We need some people who are in a relationship with God that when they pray, heaven moves. Praise the Lamb of God. When they pray, heaven moves, not because of their prayer, but because of their relationship with God.
Relationship.
And they accept the call of their relationship. Praise the Lord. Because if you're going to have a relationship with God, then you got to accept the call that comes with that relationship. And a lot of people don't want to accept the call that comes with the relationship. They want the relationship. They want God to hear their voice and do what they ask them to do, but they don't want to put themselves in harm's way, as Denise has said. We don't want to be put in harm's way. We want to be comfortable.
We want
to be comfortable as intercessors. We want to be comfortable as prophets. We want to be comfortable as prophetess. We want the high seats. We want the high places. Praise the Lamb of God.
Come on now.
Anybody judging us, we don't want anybody saying, that word that he's speaking, praise the Lamb of God, it's not right for what we're doing and this, that, another. It's against what we're doing and this, that, another. God needs some men and women now who are going to be on the cutting edge of what he's doing.
Come on now.
Who's not looking for sweet words every day to tell people.
That's right. True.
So they can get $10. Conning people out of $100 through your sweet words.
God needs some men and women now, praise the Lamb of God, who are going to stand and tell the truth.
That's right. That's right.
Who don't mind telling people, even in a line, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Darrell, that hey, God wants to turn your situation around, but first you're going to have to give up this thing you were involved in.
Come on now. Exposure.
First you're going to have to get rid of this homosexual partner you have. First you're going to have to, see, we don't want to go there. But when the real truth hit the fan, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be an eye-opener of what needs to be done. Everybody Jesus delivered, if you look at them, praise the Lamb of God, in between the lines, he had a conversation with them that resulted usually in, now go your way and sin no more. Now go your way and sin no more. Now go your way and sin no more. Praise the Lamb of God. He was all about delivering them out of their sin. Praise the Lamb of God that they had fallen into. We got another caller, then we're going to go towards our prophetic flow. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, who is this now? 985 error code.
This is Tim from Beacon Light Baptist Church, Oklahoma. Hey, how you doing?
All right, Tim, where you calling from?
I'm from a job. I'm in Raceland, Louisiana. You spoke at Bishop-elect Definite Herbert Andrews Church here in Homer,
Bishop
Louisiana.
Bishop now, and didn't he get consecrated?
Yeah, well, he's consecrated September 6th.
September 6th.
I'm one of his personal armor bearers and personal assistants.
All right. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
Was there something you wanted to share? Well, I'm missing you here.
I'm just partaking in one of the elders of the church gave me the number to call in and just, you know, listen in, and I was just, you know, just being a part and just seeing how the flow of everything was going and I guess waiting on the prophetic to take place, you know.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, you stay with us right here. I see your number, 985. I got you, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see who this is here. Error code 773, your mic is hot. Error code
673-647-8172.
Hello? All right, that one goes back. Prophet Darrell, are you with me? Who is 734? Y'all really messing me up here today.
734 is Raphael.
773 is Daryl.
Yes, it is.
Man, y'all messing me up. Y'all falling off, dropping off. Are you all right, man of God?
Yeah, I want to say something. You know, to talk about, you know, the reason why I believe, you know, some folk can't get a prayer through are because they're too busy. They look at God as a sugar daddy.
They look
at God, and I don't, you know, just because, you know, I don't say too much of anything, you know, I look at some of the innocents that use God as a sugar daddy when they need him. They use God as a convenient God. They don't use him as a source. You know, and you know, and God is sick of people using him like he's a slot machine.
Every time they
come chinging. When everything is all right, they forget all about God. He said,
truly,
my people have turned away from me for the love of pleasure things. And the reason why people can't get a prayer through and the church is messed up all because people are living a double life. Not just in a homosexual lifestyle, but they got sugar daddy, sugar mama. You got the mothers in the church daddy trying to be young. Be a mother. Pull your skirt down. Cover your cleavage up.
Lord Jesus.
What happens to those mothers? What happened to the mothers wearing the prayer caps in, on First Sunday? What happened to those mothers? What happened to the mothers that pray and get a prayer through?
Yes, Lord.
They have gone away.
They have gone away, son. You're right about that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That seems to be a victim of a passing season. Hallelujah. And the truth is they don't want them back. The church don't want that type of intercessory ministry back. They want a new wave intercessory ministry now. They don't want people who are powerful, praise the Lamb of God. We're not developing powerful people. We're developing microwave people when we need to be developing ovens. We're developing microwave people, people with, praise the Lamb of God, that they're good for right now, praise the Lamb of God, and they hit it, and it's all right, and this, that, and another, but they don't have no staying power, praise the Lamb of God. They can't be sustained under the heat, praise the Lord. My microwave just went out, praise the Lamb of God, right before I left to come to Chicago. My microwave went out, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and you know, but my oven still works, praise God. Hallelujah. That oven still works when the microwave has done its last fast action. That oven is still sitting there, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's hard to break an oven, man. It's hard. That oven will run and run and run, praise the Lamb of God. But there's a lot of people who like microwave, praise the Lamb of God, everything. And we want a microwave results from God. We want God to do instantaneous things all the time, praise the Lamb of God, for us. As you say, in that slot machine mentality, praise the Lamb of God, we just want to say, Lord, okay, I'm going to sow $10 and I want $100,000 back. Praise the Lord.
Come on, man.
We want to play these slot machine games with God, praise the Lamb of God, but we don't want to do the basics that cause us to have a solid, long-lasting relationship with God, praise the Lamb of God. We don't want to take his yoke upon us no more and learn of him. Hallelujah, because when you yoke together, it means you're working together. Praise the Lamb of God. Being yoked together means work together. Praise the Lord. It's an oxen term of oxen, how they plow side by side. If you're going to be yoked with Christ, you're going to work with Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to plow next to him. You're going to do what he does. You're going to walk in harmony with him. You're going to move in his rhythm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because you are yoked with Christ. It said, take my yoke upon you. He said, and learn of me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we don't want to even take up the light yoke. We don't want to be yoked to him. We want to do what we want to, then jump over and grab the plow and push it 5 steps and jump back out and do what we want to and come back again. And that's not what God wants. He wants consistency. He wants continuum. Praise the Lamb of God. He wants continuity. He wants us to continue in the way, praise the Lamb of God, that he has set us in and grow there and become strong there and be built up, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, into people who know their God, hallelujah, to people who know their God and not wishy-washy about them, praise the Lamb of God, who know their God in all circumstances and situations. You have to know your God, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. That's only going to come through your personal relationship with him. Praise God. I got one more caller. We're going to entertain, then we're going to open the lines up. Erico 613, your mic is hot.
Yes, good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, sir?
I'm good. It's John Christopher Sutton here. Just wanted to comment on what you were saying. As a matter of fact, we're doing a show. We're on at 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, And we're talking about the same subject, more or less, living within the spirit, walking in the spirit realm. You know, Pastor, the flesh and the spirit are in constant battle. So we've got to choose to live in the spirit of God, in his realm, and allow God to take control of our lives. Now, we're going to strive, you know, we're going to have problems through that walk. It's not all cherries and ice cream, right? But to walk in the spirit realm and follow God's direction is what we should be doing. The desires of the flesh are going to pop up now and again, even when we're walking in that. But the more we walk with God, the more we step into his shoes and in his mindset, then the less the flesh is going to bother us. Now, we're going to get attacked because the devil obviously is going to have the spotlight on us, but with the power of God in us, we can defeat any adversity that comes our way. We've got to distract or divert that diversity from us, and we can do it with the Holy Spirit power that is in us. If you're a born-again Christian with the power of God in you, then that is a possibility for you. But you've
got
first of all,
but the Spirit of God in you, praise the Lamb of God, cannot just sit dormant in you and then you expect it to work when you get ready for it to work. There has to be there has to be a daily nourishment that you take in of the Word of God. There has to be the feeding off of the Spirit of God, praise the Lamb of God, through your prayer life, through your worship life, and through your level of commitment, praise the Lamb of God. Jesus said these words. Now, the people differ with me on this, praise God, and I don't mind it, but that is, praise the Lamb of God, what I call, praise the Lamb of God, the baptism with the Spirit, and then I call the filling. Praise the Lord. Every believer receives the baptism of the Spirit upon belief, hallelujah, which gives them the fruit of the Spirit of God, hallelujah, to start living through the love of God and operating, but it's not an empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you to be witnesses, and that's the kind of power we're talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. Active duty power.
Yes, that's
praise
right.
God.
You have to have the power activated. You have to know how to activate it, and that is by the study of the Word and your relationship with God. As you study and worship him and talk with him and he talks to you, you know, you've got to get into that realm, step into that supernatural realm, and then once you get a hold of that realm and you start walking in it and you're walking with the full power of the Holy Spirit in you in activation every day all the time, then you're going to see the supernatural power of God appear in your natural, and others will see it too, and that's what's going to bring them to God. You know, but when you're walking in God's grace and being led by the Spirit of God, you're going to find that the ways of the flesh will diminish or dissipate from your life. And the more we strive to walk in the spirit realm, the more our fleshly desires will take a back seat to our wants and desires. And the more our focus is going to be on the gifts of the Spirit that we have and walking in them on a daily basis as we walk with God in the Spirit realm. Amen?
On a daily basis, praise the Lamb of God. And that's what we're speaking of here, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can curtail all of this sinful activity and the various things that we're seeing happening in our world and in our society, our communities, our churches, whatever. One of the faults of believers today, because of, praise the Lamb of God, the pseudo church, praise the Lamb of God, that presents itself as a place of entertainment, a place to come as a social club, a place to come, praise the Lamb of God, to hang out even without, praise the Lamb of God, empowerment, without empowerment of the people, praise the Lamb of God, to allow them to know your gift work in church and out of church.
Mm-hmm.
Intercessors are not supposed to be just intercessors in church. and during our worship. Praise the Lamb of God. We need intercessors more when we lead the church.
Mm-hmm.
We need prophets, prophetess, healers, miracle workers. We don't just need to see you when you go in the building talking about praise the Lamb of God. It's going to start at 6:30 and this, that, and another. We need some everyday people speaking in to the lives of people, praise the Lamb of God, and doing the will of the Father every day of the week.
Yes, amen to that. Yeah, because that's the only way.
And you don't see among the believers. When you see that kind of person, they look like an oddball.
Yeah.
The person that's on constant duty look like an oddball, and then the carnal Christian going to look at them and say, they need to take a break. We ain't in church right now. That's what they say. We ain't in church right now.
That's right. But what they're really doing is that person who looks like the oddball, they're perfecting their walk with God, and they're in it in a strong way, and their faith is strong, and the power of the Holy Spirit in them is strong, and that's what we as Christians have to lay claim to, what God intended for us to have and walk in is that power of the Holy Spirit running through us constantly. Our God-given right as a child of God is to walk in the supernatural and live in that realm, letting go of the natural, or changing your natural for your supernatural and watching the supernatural manifest in your life on a daily basis. Amen?
Amen. Amen. We're supposed to walk in the Spirit. We're supposed to live in the Spirit. Thank you, man. Praise the Lamb of God. When your show come on again at 9 o'clock p.m.?
9 p.m. tonight, and it's called The Word of God, John Christopher Sutton. Join us, and we're talking about the same subject, and we're going to be talking about the 20 steps to take to walk in the spirit realm with God. What are the
That's
going
to be very interesting, people of God. I encourage you, those that would like to hear that tonight at 9 p.m., Praise the Lamb with John Christopher. Make sure you blog in. Praise that's Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lamb of God. com/John Christopher. Praise the Lamb of God, and you will go right in the queue with him. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be an awesome time. Those of you that can make it, praise the Lord. All right, man, we got to go. We got another segment to do here. We bless you, John, for being with us.
Bless you, brother, and we'll talk to you soon. And it's 9 p.m. tonight. John Christopher Sutton is the last name, S-U-T-T-O-N, and it's the Word of God broadcast. We hope to see you. Join us tonight, and Pastor Michael, we'd love to hear from you on the show and your input.
Bless you.
Okay. God bless. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to get into our flow now, praise God. I'd like to try to keep a balance, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to what we're doing here on the show, though some of you are new callers that's calling in and what have you, so that we can maintain the prophetic air, praise God. Talking about the Word of God and talking about Jesus Christ, of course, is one of the ways, praise the Lamb of God, to excite the airway. Yes, indeed, praise the Lamb of God, with the prophetic air that we need in order, praise the Lamb of God, to come to the place, yes, Lord, to allow the prophetic move of God to flow. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for your people, and we pray now even for our Prophet Daryl, hallelujah, for those that's on the line now, Father, that your word will flow freely through them, hallelujah, God, and to them through us, that we might be agents, praise the Lamb of God, of your glory today. We thank you for your spirit, Lord, that's forever with us. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, those of you that want a prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God, you can come in queue now. Praise the Lamb. Prophet Darrell, you ready? You with me?
Yes, sir, I'm here, Apostle.
All right, 985, your mic is hot?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
How you doing, man? Now, what you say? I think I remember you. What's your name again?
Tim. My name is Tim. I believe I actually drove you when we picked you up from the hotel.
Yeah, you know, because my son's name is Timothy. I don't forget too many Timothys. Praise the Lord.
Sir.
Yeah, my son's name is Tim. I do remember you. Praise God, man. Good to have you on the show. You wasn't the one driving me back and forth, though, every night, were you?
Yeah, I think we spoke about doing a CD or something like that as far as health-wise, because I was a personal trainer then.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Praise God.
Yeah,
I remember you. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. But
praise
I drove
the Lord.
Back and forth every night. Yes, sir.
And, Tim, you are elder at the church. Am I right?
No, sir. I'm just a minister, just regular minister. I serve as armor bearer and Pastor Andrew's personal assistant.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, do you hear anything for your brother?
Well, first of all, you said the right thing because God said it's time for elevation.
I know something, man. Go ahead.
God said it is time for elevation. And as you begin to elevate here, God will send other people under you to train them to take care of the man of God. All because God is calling you to a higher place of praise and worship. God is calling you to the ministry all because he said he has put the word in you. And you got to put the word out there to the people. And so God is changing he's changing your position.
Yes, sir.
He's changing your position. And not only that, God is going to bless you all because you've been faithful at what you've been doing. And you've been faithful at your job. Even if there was times you didn't feel like it, but you went anyway. God said, I'm going to bless you. God
Hallelujah.
Is getting ready to bless you on the count of your just faithfulness and your obedience. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the reason why I can testify to that, because I ran with the pastors and took care of the pastors and took care of the leaders. But when it was my turn, I didn't know how to handle it, so you know. But amen, but God is getting ready to take care of you. He's getting ready to meet every need that needs to be met. Everything
truly.
That you were lacking in, God said he's getting ready to multiply.
Truly, truly. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me say this to you, brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, my daughter here, Shatwan. All right. I want to put these people on hold who ain't saying nothing. Praise God, so they won't be interfering with us. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Tim, this is what the Lord told me to tell you, and I'm in 1,000% agreement with the man of God, Prophet Simon, that just spoke to you. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord said that as your bishop is elevated, you're going to be elevated. Praise God. Now, this is strategic, man. God says, get ready to pastor a beacon light.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what I just told you?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, God said get ready. Praise the Lamb of God to pastor a beacon light. So make sure you walk in integrity. If anything out of order, you get it in order quick. Praise the Lamb of God. Be studious. Praise the Lamb of God and continue to be faithful. And you watch how God rewards you. He's going to bless you richly, man of God. You're already blessed, but God's got more for you. You're already in a blessed position. Praise the Lamb of God. But God has more for you. Praise the Lamb of God because of the call that's on your life and the work that is set before you to do. And then as, praise the Lamb of God, you pastor and what have you, even more blessings going to come to you after you suffer for a little while. Praise the Lamb of God. The blessings is going to break out on you and overtake you, even in the ministry aspect as it relates to pastoring. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to, praise the Lamb of God, reap the whirlwind of the blessings, says the Lamb of God. I bless you today, man of God. Don't forget us, man. Go to PSMINTL.org and partner with us, man, and plan on coming to our conference in November. And, give us a donation or something when you can, okay?
Most definitely.
All right, man. Stay in touch with us. We love you, brother. Bless.
Love you. Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Area code 818. Your mic is hot. Error code 818. 818-716.
Yeah, hi. Hello, Prophet Shakespeare. It's Cammy.
Hi, Cammy. How you doing today?
How you doing? I'm blessed.
We're blessed.
God is good. Yes, we are. God is good. Thank you.
Hallelujah. You got some things on the burner there, huh?
Yeah, God is good. He's working it out.
I know that's right. Praise the Lamb of God. He's got to work it out for you, Cammy, Cammy, Cammy. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to work it out for you. Prophet Daryl?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Sister Cammy, I just want to tell you what's to come is already better than what's been.
Amen.
And I don't know why every time I hear your name, I pick up your latter shall be greater than your former.
Hallelujah.
He said the tax has been so severe this time. Hallelujah. That's all because you're getting ready to come out.
Hey.
You're coming out with your hands up lifted already. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And, oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to tell you that you have declared war on the enemy.
Yes, hallelujah.
He's really been trying to hit you with teeth and nail, and you've been calling. You've been declaring war on the enemy. Just because you've been declaring war on the enemy, God said, now he's to send you some soldiers. He's getting ready to send you some help from the sanctuary.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Getting
ready to send you some help from the sanctuary. And God said, already all right. He's already dispatched the legions of angels to fight and stand up at your defense.
Yes. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God said he's going to crown you with glory. Praise the Lamb of God. And this glory that he's going to crown you with cannot be taken away. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is your last fight. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you know what, Cammy? The good thing about this is Prophet Daryl has said, you coming out of this right now. Praise the Lamb of God. You have already gone through the fight. Praise the Lamb of God. God is putting around you, hallelujah, those that's going to help you in the business. Praise the Lamb of God. Those that's going to support and help undergird you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl don't know your story. Praise the Lamb of God and how wonderfully blessed, praise the Lamb of God, and wealth that you have walked in. Praise the Lord. But when Prophet Daryl keep hearing this, your ladder shall be greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, you know what that means. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know what that means if it's going to be greater. Praise the Lamb of God that all the rivers has to flow again. Praise the Lamb of God that flow out into the ocean. Hallelujah. God is going to open some new streams. Praise the Lamb of God that's going to come to you. And the people that God is sending you, this help from the sanctuary, simply means that they're God ordained. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus.
You.
That they're God ordained people that God is going to plant in your life. Praise the Lamb of God to help with these businesses and what have you. Because Prophet Daryl, can I go and tell the woman? Yeah, I gave Prophet Daryl to release me on this. I can tell her already, praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb. You going to a Fortune 500 level. Praise the Lamb of God.
What hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's doing to you, praise the Lamb of God. It's really teaching you as you go through this even more how to multitask. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because you're going to be running corporations within a corporation. Did you hear what I said? You're going to be running corporations within corporations. You're going to be hiring people. You're going to be employing people. You're going to be putting people in position, and God's going to send you your help. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And, baby, let me tell you something. When you go to the bank, the president ain't going to come out to shake your hand in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I have spoken it, and I won't take it back. In Jesus' mighty name. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Oh, wait a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I see a lump sum of money coming into your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm hearing 24 hours. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A lump sum of money is about to drop in your hand in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, daughter. Be blessed.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Erico 818.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you? God bless you and all
Albert,
the listeners.
How you doing?
This is Albertine.
Yes, Lord. You got to speak to Prophet Darryl now. I don't want him to get mad at me because you ain't spoke to him.
Good morning, Prophet Darryl. How are you?
God bless you, Albertine. How are you?
I'm blessed, and God bless you too, man of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I'm calling today because I'm in the process of moving. You guys know that I'm packing and everything. And just for two things. First thing is just to make sure that the place I choose and that, you know, keep me in prayer about where to go, where to move, my whole move, just the whole move. And then also I've hooked up with some other producers, so I just want to make sure I just pray over them, make sure that these are the right people that I should be working with and that whole thing. So just for prayer, I just need intercessory today to make the right choices and have wisdom in doing so.
You know, Albert, while you was talking, I heard this song, He makes all things new. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know if you know that, but he makes all things new. That's what's happening to you. Praise the Lamb of God. God's opening new doors for you. Praise the Lamb of God. So you have to exit the old places into the new place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your move is going to be a quick move. Praise the Lamb of God. The door that God is opening for you is already open. You just got to walk into it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God has already went before you and made easy and successful your way. Don't stress. It's going to come. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to come, and you're going to be happy with the move. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But then you're going to have the opportunity to move again. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to have the opportunity to move again. Another door is going to open for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And then, praise the Lamb of God, after that, you're going to buy your own place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's a bread, too. I want to tell you that you're going to purchase. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With the swimming pool and all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. To be outside, too. Praise the Lamb of God. You got a jacuzzi outside, one of them hot tub kind of jacuzzi things. I don't know the name of all that stuff. We don't have these up in the outside too much up here in the Midwest. Praise the Lamb of God. But I see that big hot tub is round. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see the swimming pool and what have you. And it has some plants over on the far end of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, I see some yellow plants. I don't know what kind they are, but I see these yellow plants. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. And God's going to bless you tremendously. Hallelujah. You're going through some quick transitions. Praise the Lamb of God. Some quick transitions. So get ready. And every door that's open, praise the Lamb of God, in the industry is going to be a better door. Praise the Lamb of God. So know that as these doors open and God is just walking you through, praise the Lamb of God, to get you to the place, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, door, you're going to be orchestrating and running your own studio in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. I hope you heard that. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah,
praise the Lamb. So learn everything that you can as you go. Praise the Lamb of God. Absorb, learn, take in, take the low seat, be humble, go through the doors, sit in the meetings, praise the Lamb of God, because it's all going to work for your good. Prophet Darryl.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you, Albertine, that the Lord, I see these Caucasian people coming. I see them coming. When they're coming, they're coming with pens and paper. In other words, they come to sign some checks over.
Hallelujah. Ooh.
Not only that it's Caucasian, but it's Korean people too. Yeah.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
I see the Koreans coming. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And when you begin to get this business here, you make sure you have a room for the apostle when he comes see you.
Amen.
Amen.
Definitely.
For the prophet.
Well, you're welcome to come as well.
You go, You have a room for the apostle so he can come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise,
praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about your future, daughter.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. And Prophet Daryl, I receive that in Jesus' name, and I thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Error code 504.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Mama Francis.
This ain't my father. This ain't my front lawn. This ain't my member. I know this ain't my member. Oh. My God, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Did you finish school?
Getting ready to go back. I did the summer semester, and I'm getting ready to go back for the fall.
Hallelujah, girl. You just determined to get this thing, aren't you?
I'm determined to get it. Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. I'm happy for you. How's the business doing?
It's going fine. The
business
girls
going,
are doing fine.
Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. You been ministering and preaching lately?
No, I haven't. I've been really in school.
Yeah, you've been on
I really haven't.
Yeah, you've been on sabbatical. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Prophet Daryl.
Yes.
What you hear from Mom Carter?
I just want to tell your mother that the Lord said all is well. All is well. And things is getting ready to work out in divine order, in your favor here. Hallelujah. God
Thank
said,
Lord.
The door is getting ready to fling open like never before. Hallelujah. People are looking to bless you. I don't know if you have ministered to somebody, but they are looking to bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank
Glory
God.
To God.
Hallelujah.
God is going to send you some people. Hallelujah. They're going to begin to pay bills off for you. They're going to be like, woman of God, how can I bless you? How can I serve you? Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Praise God.
He's going to pay you some servants. Hallelujah. Because you've been serving. So now he's getting ready to send you some servers. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said he's going to lighten up the load for you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And even when you go back to school, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, you shall come forth with flying colors. You
Hallelujah.
Bad. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You're flying colors here. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lamb. Also, praise the
Hallelujah.
Name of God. The Lord says to you, praise the Lamb of God, when you finish school, when you come out of school, praise the Lamb of God, when you finish, everybody say finish, praise
finish.
The Lamb of God. The
finish.
Lord said, when you finish this thing, when you say it is finished, praise the Lamb of God, a door, opportunity going to open for you for a partnership.
Thank you, Lord.
Business, praise the Lamb of God. God
Thank
said,
Lord.
Accept this partnership. Because your partner is going to have to flee. Your partner is going to have to leave. And when they leave, they're going to have to leave the company to you. Praise the Lamb
Thank
of God.
The Lord.
Telling you what God
Hallelujah.
Speaks, Lamb of God.
I received it.
The company
it.
Is going to be left to you. So God said, don't be afraid of this partnership. Praise the Lamb of God, because it's going to be yours. Hallelujah. He's setting you up for your blessing. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Thank
Everett.
You.
All right, I hear Hayes singing that, Prophet Daryl. Everything's all right.
Yes.
Everything's going to be all right for you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be wonderful. So just walk in your integrity and walk in, praise the Lamb of God, your faith, trusting the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And what Prophet Daryl was talking to you about, that's going to be a quick thing for to happen to you about this. There's one person coming to you, praise the Lamb of God, with a checkbook in their hand writing checks. Praise
Bless
the Lamb
God.
Of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's going to pay some stuff off for you. Praise the Lamb to lighten your load while you finish school. Praise the Lamb.
Bless
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
I receive it.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Yeshua.
In your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Tell my sisters, praise the Lamb of God. Ooh, Monique, praise the Lamb. It's something about
Monique
that. Monique
is right here.
Her face coming to me, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Monique, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lamb of God. God says to tell Monique, praise the Lamb of God, in 3 months.
I'm right here, Prophet.
Monique, God said in 3 months you're going to see the total manifestation of what he promised you. In 3 months, praise the Lamb of God. The total manifestation of what he has promised you is about to come to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. There's more coming to you than.
Hello?
Hello?
Retriever's still on.
Hello?
How did we go?
Hello?
Prophet Darrell, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Apostle. What happened?
I don't know. This person ain't saying nothing, all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Error code 313.
Hey, Prophet. How you doing, Prophet Darrell? Bless you.
Brad.
Brad. What's going
How
on?
How you doing, son?
Oh, just driving in from Chicago right now, 94.
I knew that was Brother Brad.
You see, Brad, you driving into where?
And into Detroit right now, me, Stephanie, and Jada.
Really?
Yep.
Jada with you, too?
Jada with us, too.
What? And your wife with you?
Body shotgun.
Oh, happy day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, my God. My God. Steph is in the car, too. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. Now, this is a special group right here to me. Praise God. You got to know that, Prophet Dale. This is a special connection. Where Jasmine?
Oh, Jasmine's already in Michigan. We're going to be driving her to Howard on Saturday morning. So we're just headed to Michigan to pick her up.
She going to Howard University?
Yes, on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yep. And y'all going to drive up there to take her up and what have you as a family. Praise God.
Yeah, Jada's going to stay in Michigan while we take her up there.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Now tell me something. Praise, I know Stephanie's excited about this, right? Praise the Lamb of God. Her daughter going to college. Hallelujah. Going to the prestigious Howard University. That is just awesome. We praising God all the way. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, what do you hear today?
God just told me to tell you he's pleased with your life.
Uh-oh. Thank you, Jesus.
He told me to
Hallelujah.
Say, with your life, you living a life as a Job. He's in your way talking to him. He said, lifestyle is pleasing to him.
Yes, God.
He said, perfect and upright. And he told me that you can get ready to recover all.
Woo!
And he said, double for your trouble, for your shame, double for your confusion, double for your misunderstanding, and for every seat that you have sold into PSM. God is getting ready to do it for you.
Amen.
Wow. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now, this is what the Lord, while the prophet Daryl was speaking, God says, this, praise the Lamb of God, rest. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God said, by this time next month, praise the Lamb of God, the full measure of the blessings of the promise will be enforced. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The tightness, praise the Lamb of God. It's as though, praise the Lamb of God, in your eyes, Brett, you don't own anything. It's like, you know, you're like, you know that there's, you know, like the house here in Michigan and stuff like that, but because you are so transit and you move about, it just seemed like, you know, how is it that I own a house here, we got a place there, this, that, another, but still, praise, I'm like a vagabond. You know what I mean? It's the Lamb of God. God said he has called for stability in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. He's about to stabilize everything. You all are going to live under the same roof. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jada is about to blow up. I'm telling you all this. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all get ready, get ready, get ready. Stephanie, you better hear me. Jada is about to blow up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right this minute, somebody looking at her picture right now. Somebody looking at her picture, and they pointing a finger at her picture saying, this is the girl. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's about to pop off. It's a, not that's the wrong way. It's supposed to say jump off, ain't it? One of them, pop, jump, skip, hop. It's been to do that thing. You all know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. Stephanie, is Stephanie hear me? Stephanie, yes, now you know you're an evangelist, don't you?
Yes.
Now I need to start getting that preaching together. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's some doors that's going to open for you on major platforms. Praise the Lamb of God. Did you hear what I said? Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to do a miraculous thing, praise the Lamb of God, even as, you know, the scripture says, and y'all forgive me, I take a little time with these people, praise them, but even as the scripture says that they shall be led by a child, praise the Lamb of God, it's like Jada is leading you all to the platform. You all have been like in a incubation or a waiting place, praise the Lamb of God, but it's been for development. And your experiences and things of this nature, they're all going to come together. I don't know your word life, but girl, you better get in that word, praise the Lamb of God, because as Jada come through these doors, praise the Lamb of God, it's going to trigger some speaking engagements and stuff for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see you on some big platforms. I see you standing next to T.D. Jakes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So you better get ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see God moving you. Praise the Lamb of God. Swiftly. Hallelujah. Across the country doing ministry things. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I also see Jada doing a lot. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to turning the hearts of people. Praise the Lamb of God and young people to Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She's going to do a lot of that kind of work. Praise the Lamb of God. It just on GP. That's just going to be regular for her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She give her testimonies as she shared the Lord with people. Praise the, even on the set, she's going to be saying things, and people are going to be getting falling under conviction and under, praise the Lamb of God, this spirit of glory to Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to be converted and to give their hearts to Jesus Christ because of the glory that God has placed on Jada. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, it's going to be all right. Brett, praise the Lamb of God. Man, I think you done drove into your season. Hallelujah. It's all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless you. Now, you know Prophet Daryl don't know that you all have ever sold a diamond to PSM. He don't know what he really talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. But you watch, hallelujah, how God multiplied. Praise the Lamb of God. You watch what God do. Praise the Lamb of God because of your faithfulness. Praise the Lamb of God because of your faithfulness. because of your love, praise the Lamb of God, and because of your undergirding, praise the Lamb. I love you guys, which y'all know that already, praise God. Stephanie, it's so good to hear your voice, praise God. Let me say this to all my people. I want to say this to all my people, praise the Lamb of God. At any time, anything looks shaky, funny, out of order, or you hear a word about me from anywhere else, inbox me or call me. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't you sit down trying to figure it out. Bring it straight to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm tired of the devil working havoc in the minds of people, praise the Lamb, and in the hearts of people, praise the Lamb, without them confronting the devil. Hallelujah. This ministry is here for you, and don't let nobody take it from you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I love you all. Praise God. Welcome home. Praise the Lord.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. We're moving right along. Prophet Dale, I think we got a chance for a couple of more. Hallelujah. I done lost Prophet Dale. Prophet Dale, you with me?
I'm still here, Apostle.
All right. Praise God. Erica 504.
Hello, Prophet.
Hello, Prophet.
Hello.
Hello.
Monique,
what, how did you get back on the line, Monique?
Because the whole show cut off as I felt as the word was going forth from you. The whole thing just shut off.
The devil didn't want you to hear what the Lord had to say?
He sure didn't, but I know I felt God's presence. So I know.
Hallelujah. All I know is the Lord, I can't even hardly remember. Woo, what the Lord said, praise the Lamb of God. But I do know this, praise the Lamb of God. God spoke about a month, I believe, praise the Lamb of God, in 30 days, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you would see, hallelujah, boy, I don't want to mess this up, praise the Lamb of God.
I remember
manifestation of the promise, praise the Lamb of God, that he has made to you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. The promises that he has made to you is about to come into full manifestation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So God says to you to get ready, praise the Lamb of God, for the blessing that is about to be bestowed upon you, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. Then I start just speaking blessings over the shop, praise the Lamb of God, and over all of the family. Hallelujah, that's already been released to y'all, because they go off the airway, don't stop the blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell the girls to get ready, praise the Lamb. I speak overflow again on the business, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, I said overflow, overflow, overflow. Praise the Lamb. I'll tell Trivia to get ready, praise the Lamb of God, to start preaching. More invitations is going to start coming to her, and opportunities for her to share the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Tell Trivia to get ready. Praise the Lamb of God. To tote that Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Because God got to look, to whom much is given, much is required. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Tell her to get ready, get ready, get ready. I love you all. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Prophet, that as I'm blessed, the kingdom of God is blessed, and you're a part of God's kingdom, so you know I'm a plant seed into your life.
Well, bless you all. I hope I can see you all in November. That would be a blessing to us, too. If you all just come on to Chicago for the conference, we would love, you know I love to see you all. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless you. I bless you. I love you. Mwah! Be blessed down in the bayou. Erico 225.
Hello?
Hello? Who's calling?
Prophet, this is Treva. This is Treva. When the show dropped, it dropped off here, too, so I heard everything. I'm ready.
All of the sisters calling in on different lines from the same place.
Yeah, because the show dropped. It dropped. So that's all that I heard. I thank God for it. It's just confirmation.
I've never seen a line so long on the show. Praise the Lamb of God on Thursday and all my days. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, we got lines of people here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Trima, did you hear what I just told you, though?
I sure did. I sure did. I received
Hallelujah.
It. It's confirmation, and I'm ready.
All right. Well, praise the Lamb of God. You get your gym shoes on, your Air Jordans,
and get ready to praise the Lamb of God to do some ministering, because God is going to open some doors and allow your gifts to praise the Lamb of God to flow out of you. It's not just about speaking, praise the Lamb of God. You listen to the lead of the Lord as your ears have been activated, praise the Lamb of God. I've laid my mantle upon you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't be afraid, hallelujah, to speak what God is speaking in the prophetic realm. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All of these gifts fall to you. Don't
Amen.
Be afraid to lay hands on the sick and to anoint him. Praise God and let God use you, hallelujah, fully in your giftings, praise the Lamb, and your gifts shall make room for you in the name of Jesus. Prophet Dale, you got anything to
Amen.
Say to us?
I just want to say that I don't know what Pastor Deborah Duke's going to mean to you, but I saw Co-Pastor Deborah Duke, y'all hooking up. I don't know how y'all going to hook up, but I saw y'all hooking up, and I know she's a powerful woman of God. In other words,
Deborah Duke. I ain't never heard that name before.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Deborah Duke. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know her, Treva?
No, but I'll find out.
They're going to find you if Prophet Daryl said it. Praise the Lamb. You can put your bottom dollar on that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I think we got time for one more. Erico 973. Erico 973.
Hi, this is Elaine in New Jersey. I waited until the end before I pushed the one to give other people a chance for God to speak to them. But evidently God wants to speak to me, too.
You're not at the end, praise the Lamb of God. That's a to you, Elaine, praise the Lamb. It's
yes,
good to hear your voice always. And it seems like every time we hear your voice, it's getting more jubilant. Praise God, hallelujah. How's Jersey doing?
Oh, it's good. We got a little bit cooler here, but it's good. But it's not cold, but it's cooler. It's not the, 90 and 100 degrees here.
Yeah, neither is it here in Detroit, praise the Lamb of God. Well, our temperature dropped. We're supposed to be about 80 Sunday, though, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We bless God for that. Got our church picnic this weekend, so we praise God for that. All right, praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, your sister Elaine on here.
Elaine, I just want to tell you, God said you're getting ready to move.
Yes.
Woo!
Not only that you're getting ready to move, but it's getting ready to be a shift. It's getting ready to be a shift changing and changing of the guard here. So says the Spirit of God. And not only that, hallelujah, he said, now you're getting ready to walk into your due season.
Okay.
He said, now you're getting ready to walk into your due season. And the thing that you have went through on 2 years ago, God said, you will see it no more. Hallelujah.
Oh.
The enemy that was before you 2 and 3 months ago, God said, you will see them no more, all because he's going to allow that flood to flood them over like he did Pharaoh.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're out of time, Elaine. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. God bless.
Embrace the words. You know I stand behind Prophet Daryl Saunders. Praise the Lamb of God. I stand behind this man of God in the prophetic words that he shared. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, hear the prophet today. Those of you blessing to us, praise the Lamb of God. Go to PSMINTL, praise the Lamb of God, and sow a seed into the ministry, praise the Lord. Sow a seed into the word. Seal the word with an offering, praise the Lamb of God, if you will. Hallelujah. Those of you who would like to sow something directly into Prophet Daryl's life, you can earmark it for Prophet Daryl, praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, he will receive it. Dollar to $1 million, he will receive it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And likewise with me, or you want to bless PSM, hallelujah, so we can continue to stay on the air and do the work that we do daily for you. Praise the Lamb of God, ministering to you. Praise God. I love you all. I bless you all. We are out of time. Praise the Lord. This has been an awful day, an awesome day. Praise God. Join us tomorrow, hallelujah, as we
again, praise the Lamb of God, enter into our day of intercession. One of our co-hosts tomorrow is going to be Brother Brett Brown. He will be here with us, pray up and to facilitate, hallelujah, our intercessory ministry. I love you all, people of God, and guess what? Daryl and I are excited about your future. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl, thank you, man.
Thank you too, Apostle.
Hallelujah. You all be blessed today.